We've got Ray Hart here from Value in Care. It's a company that analyses and negotiates care costs. So, as much as the rules are simple, we're trying to make them simple for us. What are they in terms of who pays for the cost of your elderly loved ones?
Okay, basically, if your savings are below £23,500 and you don't have a house to sell, then the council will have to pick it up. Normally, there's an assessment, and obviously, you have to meet the needs of assessment to go into residential home. But if that is the case, then they will then pay. If the council rate is below the rate that the residential home is charging, then the third party would be the family or the relatives would have to top up to meet the home's costs.
So, is there a business plan where you can charge the wealthy lots for a kind of a deluxe standard of care which subsidises everyone else and makes it affordable for the local authority?
Well, that's definitely what's happening at the moment. What we're seeing is, obviously, the councils are being squeezed and the prices that they are paying are either staying static or going up by 1% or 2%. And some of the business models of the providers are pushing towards a much higher rate. Some of that is justified in the services they're providing to the self-funders. Some of it is subsidising across the council, and some of it, obviously, is the business model that they currently have. And we are seeing fees above £800, up to £1,400 a week in places.
OK, let's just break to go to another part.